You know, God is with us in all things, and through Him we are strengthened to face each day and to face what the world might throw at us or challenge us with. It doesn't matter. When we're walking with God, we are walking in confidence and faith and in strength in things that are much greater than what we see before us. And so I want to encourage you to remember that. In fact, we'll be talking about our walk with God again this morning too. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to 1 John once again, 1 John chapter 1. I am going to ask you to stand again in honor of God's Word. Well, I think if you can stand for the songs, you can stand for the Word. Amen. So, 1 John chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Father, again, we thank You for this day and for Your blessings, for Your strength. Father, we are weak and we are frail. But You can fill the crevice and You can strengthen that which is weak. And Father, we ask for that, for You, Your presence, Your Spirit to fill us, to overflow and to fill us with the joy and the hope of eternity with You. Make our testimony true. Father, we ask it to Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be seated, please. You know, when we look at Scripture, we started this last week in 1 John, and we talked about what had been heard and what had been seen and how hands had actually held on to Christ and the testimony that John gave, his witness of who Jesus is. And now he's transitioning a little bit to speak with us about what it is, that message is, that was conveyed through Christ. And isn't it interesting that he begins by telling us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Now, if you take a quick study in Scripture, you will find that God describes Himself as many things. He declares that He is eternal, that He's all-knowing, that He's all-powerful. He is holy. He is just. He is righteous. But one thing that we really see, especially through Christ, is that He is gracious and faithful. He is merciful. He is long-suffering. He's compassionate. And He is love. God has declared so many things to us about what He is, what embodies who He is, and the characteristic of who He is. And now we're beginning to take another step in reviewing all of that God is. And He is light. And if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we know the truth through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? I mean, He tells us right here in verse number 5, this is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. None. There's no darkness in God. And if we are walking with God, the light is in us. We are just beaming with the truth. It is shining forth from us. But how many of us sometimes will put a basket over that light or lock the door and hope it doesn't shine for just a little while? You know what it's telling us is that when we're walking in light, we're not walking in darkness. But if we walk in darkness, we're not walking in light. Because no matter where you are, if light is present, darkness flees. Doesn't it? Doesn't that also include our own hearts, our own testimony? Where our testimony is light, there's no darkness in it. But when we shut off the light, darkness prevails. And it always will. It's either one or the other. We are walking in light or we are not walking in light. Jesus said in John chapter 8, listen to this. Jesus spoke to them again saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. We won't walk in darkness. If we are walking in Jesus, if we are His disciples, we are studying, we're walking with His Word in us, we're walking with His teaching in us, we are walking in the light. There's no darkness in us. Even the Old Testament tells us, doesn't it? Your Word is a lamp unto my feet. Now, Jesus is the Word of God. And if we are disciples of Jesus, we are walking in the light given by the Word. We are walking in the light given by the Word. And the Word leads us to life, eternal life. This is the message that we have received. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. And He really begins to beat us on the back of the head. And verse number 6, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie. We lie and do not practice the truth. Do y'all want me to open the altar now? I mean, when I really stop and think about this, these are strong words for us. He is speaking to us as Christians, as people who say we are believers in Jesus Christ, that we have called on Jesus for forgiveness of sins. John is speaking to us and says if we aren't walking in the light, then we're liars. We are liars, and the truth is not in us. We're not walking in truth. We're not walking in light. We are walking in darkness. Light or darkness? We are one or the other. One or the other. Listen to what He is trying to tell us. If you're my disciples, then you will walk in the light. You will know the truth. You will have eternal life. The things that you see before you will not dismay you. They will not worry you. You will not be fearful over the things you have no control. Because I am with you, and greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I am walking towards the goal that is Jesus Christ. My focus is my life for Him and my eternal life with Him. And I get to enjoy it with all of you. But when I walk in darkness, I ruin it for me. I ruin my testimony for you. I might even break relationships with you until we can mend again. But when I am walking in darkness, I am not who I say that I am. When I say that I am a believer in Jesus Christ, that I am saved through the atoning work of Christ, when I say that I am a Christian, a faithful believer in Jesus Christ, and I continue to walk in darkness, then I am a liar. Because when we become faithful believers in Jesus, our life changes, doesn't it? We are a new creation created in Christ. A new creation created in Christ. And as a new creation, we open our eyes to new things. We begin to see things that we didn't see before or never saw before. We begin to understand things that we never understood before. And we're talking about God and who He is and our walk with Him. And then we begin to mature and to grow and to be what God is calling us to be, what God is shaping us to be. We are walking the path that He laid before the foundation of the world. the good works that were created for us in Christ Jesus. That's what we do. That's what we become when we are saved in Christ. Darkness is an issue of morality, isn't it? Do I believe what the world says about morality, or do I believe what God says about morality? Do I believe what the world says about what is good, or do I believe what God says about what is good? Do I really care what God says at all? Because I am so comfortable in my life that I'm just going to enjoy it and be who I am. You know, we can do that too, can't we? But God's calling us to something better, something greater. And in life, there is nothing that, if we want something in life, we have to earn it, don't we? I mean, I know in our world today that the government is beginning to give a lot of things to people who haven't done a single thing to earn it. They haven't broken one little bit of sweat to earn the things that they are getting. And they continue to want more and more and more. But in life, even if something is being taken from me to give to somebody else, I'm not going to quit because I still want to achieve other things in my life. You might have a nice car that you want to buy one day. You're gonna work. You're going to earn. You're going to save money. You're going to go buy the car. It doesn't matter whether the government's taking more from you to give others. You're still going to work to try to achieve something in your life. And when we become a Christian, we have to work to do things in life. God changes us. He puts a new mind in us, and he tells us that we have to be the children that he's calling us to be. And if we're not being the children he's calling us to be, we have to ask ourselves this question. Where am I getting my handout from? From the world or from God? Because that makes a difference on who we are and what we do in life. But we who are saved in Christ Jesus, we're not walking in darkness. We're not living it in complete immorality. We're not striving to be an immoral people. We're striving to get all of that out of our life and to walk in the light. Paul says it like this: you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Isn't this what God is calling us to do? To walk as children of light? How many of you find that easy? I mean, you know, the light gets dim every once in a while, doesn't it? You don't pay the power bill, guess what's going to happen? If you don't give your time to God, guess what's going to happen? It's going to grow dim. What do you do if the light goes out? What do you do if the light goes out? Because many of us face choices that can cause the light to grow dim or even go out at times in our life. We know it's inherent within all of us. Even see this in John chapter 3. This is the condemnation: that the light has come into the world and the men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, ladies, don't just say it's the problem with the men. It's the problem with all of us. It is the problem with all of us. We have a touch of darkness in us that wants to grab hold of us and take control, wants us to push us forward into being a child of darkness rather than a child of light. And God is calling us, even when those moments of temptation come, not to surrender to the world. Don't raise that white flag and say, "Here I am, come get me." God's not calling us to surrender to the world, is he? He's calling us to stand strong. And when you feel you are at your weakest point, that is when you can become the strongest you've ever been, just simply by calling on Jesus. God, my light is dim, and I need refreshing. Do you know God answers prayers? And God comes when help is needed. God's not going to leave us, nor forsake us, nor abandon us. But there is a condemnation in this world, and it's that the light is here, but men reject it because they prefer darkness. And he's telling us, we as Christians, more than any, should see this and what it is. And to keep that out of our life. To walk in the light because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us. That's what he's saying in verse 7, isn't it? But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. From all sin. You find a moment of weakness, you know you can still find forgiveness, can't you? You can still, thank God, amen. Because how many of us are perfect? I know somebody wants to raise a hand, so I'm just going to close my eyes for a moment. But one of y'all out there let me know, because I'm going to ask them for help too. If we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. With each other and with God. With God, who is the source of our eternal life, our well-being, our eternal well-being. And this is who we are striving to be with. You know, we can still be together and be with God at the same time, can't we? I don't have to exclude anyone because I am making Christ first and foremost in my life. Jesus will take group hugs. How about that? How many of you like to hug? I know a few of you do. God likes to hug. I know he does. Because he made me a hugger. Amen and amen. And the rest of you that don't hug, you're going to have a hard time in heaven. I'm going to say that. We can walk in the light and be reminded every day that forgiveness for sins, for all sin, is found in Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit convicts us before we fail, before we rebel against God. And the Spirit convicts us after our sin is made known, is given life, so that we turn to Him still and find forgiveness. But we're not living total lives of depravity. God's not saying He thinks we will be perfect. He wants us to be perfect, and He's shaping us into a perfect creation. But until I stand before Him glorified by Him, I'm still going to have some imperfection. I've still got a little buffing that's got to be done. Brasso. I learned a lot about Brasso when I was in the military. It's work. It's work. But God is the one working. And we are submitting. And we are following. And we are begging for it. I'm not going to say we're allowing it. We're pleading for it. When we have sin in our life, it's because we allow it. We don't have to allow it. But we can push it out. We can purge it through Jesus Christ. We can walk in the light and be cleansed from sin, because Jesus cleanses us from all sin. This is the message which we have heard from God, from Him, and declare to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm pleading with you today, sharing simply what John is telling us. Please don't turn the light off. Please don't let the light grow dim. But keep it strong every day in your life. Because I want to remind you who we are. We're not people who become comfortable with sin. We just aren't. We can't. And we have to keep the light on. We have to keep it bright and burning for those who are trying to get out of the darkness to see, so that they can find their way to the light and find the truth of who Christ is through us, through our testimony. We are children of God. And as children of God, we have His light shining through us for all to see. But can I remind you of something that I alluded to a little earlier? What kind of light we are? We are a kindled light. Do you realize that? A light that shines through us is not of ourselves. It's not something that we just illuminated ourselves. It is kindled within us. We are a kindled light, a fire. You all know if you take a piece of paper and roll it up in your hand and you light the end on fire, you can see the flame just burning, can't you? You maybe wave it around a little bit enough so that the fire is knocked out, but boy, you can still see that ember burning around the edge of that paper, can't you? And you can set it down and you can watch that ember grow dark. And there's nothing but ash. You see what I'm saying? We either have the fire, we have the ember, or we have the ash. God's calling us to be the fire, not the ember. That's what's left after the fire's gone out. And after the fire's gone out, there's nothing left for us but ash. And He is calling for us to walk in the light every day and to walk in strength through our testimony, through our words and through our deeds. And when we fail, remember to find forgiveness in Christ, because He cleanses us from all sin and strengthens us again to face the next battle that lies before us, because there's a battle lying before us. But I plead with you, ask yourself where you're at. Are you a fire? Are you an ember? Or have you become ash? It's a question we need to ask ourselves, because it tells us where we are in our walk with God. And that's who gives us life, eternal life or eternal death. Have you found forgiveness of sin in Christ? Then let your testimony shine and walk in the light. If you have fallen and you are just an ember, you get that light started again. You get that fire going again. You plead for God's forgiveness and for Him to light your heart on fire again. If you've become ash, you need to fall down before God and plead. Don't let your life get that far out of control. Find peace with God. Find it today. Have the light glowing, and glowing as it should today. I invite you to come to the altar and to find that peace and to be that light through the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus. If you will come, the altar is open. Father, I thank you again for this day and for your blessings in it. Lord, I thank you that in you we have forgiveness of sins. And Lord, that even after we have had failures in life, there's still cleansing and strengthening because your love is never ending. Your compassion is always there for us. And forgiveness is found where forgiveness is sought. And Lord, I pray today, if there is one who does not have the peace of their salvation with you, Lord, touch their hearts. Inspire them to call out for forgiveness and to find that hope and that joy and that life in you. And I plead for that to your glory alone, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The altar is open.